speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Paul's warning to the church in Colossae about watching out, lest they be led astray by philosophy, must not be taken to condemn all philosophy. The truth is, everybody is a philosopher, not necessarily a conscious one, and certainly not necessarily a good one, but everyone thinks about ultimate issues, the origin, duty, and destiny of man. Everyone has some kind of worldview, even if some people would never admit to thinking about these matters. A worldview is a man's way of organizing his approach to the meaning of life. So I'm not opposing all philosophy, but I am speaking out against that philosophy which fails to take God and His Word seriously. I'm strongly opposed to every form of atheism or agnosticism or secular humanism. There are many positions which philosophers take which need to be reviewed and refuted. In the lesson today, I will stress one of the grave errors of some philosophers, and that is their foolish beliefs about marriage and the family. Many of the world's most influential philosophers, from Plato to Bertrand Russell to John Dewey, have had somewhat to say about marriage. The remarks of the philosophers are often contradictory, but we need to understand what these men have said and are saying because of the impact these men's teachings have had on American society and even on the world in general. Plato's famous literary production, The Republic, provided the basis for communism's ridiculous ideas about the family. Plato wrote, "The wives of our guardians are to be common. Their children are to be common. And no parent is to know his own child, nor any child his parent." The Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels endorsed the writings of Plato. Can you imagine the confusion which would exist in our world if the writings of Plato and the philosophy of Marx and Engels were adopted? Incidentally, the communists attempted to fashion their family arrangements according to the Communist Manifesto and discovered that it was disastrous for Soviet society. They quickly dropped the attempt to restructure the family and return to a more traditional way of living. Aristotle, one of the most brilliant philosophers and scientists who ever lived, held even more unreasonable views of marriage and the family, especially of the husband-wife relationship, than did Plato. His views of women could not have been more degrading nor more anti-biblical. Woman is to man as the slave to the master, the manual to the mental worker, the barbarian to the Greek. Woman is an unfinished man, left standing on a lower step in the scale of development. The male is by nature superior, and the female inferior. The one rules and the other is ruled, and this principle extends of necessity to all mankind. Will you please compare what Aristotle believed and wrote to what Paul said about men and women? There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither male nor female. There is neither bond nor free, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Galatians 3:28 and 29. It needs to be remembered that Plato and Aristotle were almost the founders of the discipline of philosophy. No man or woman could be a philosopher without having read the writings of these men. They were unquestionably brilliant and honored even today for their achievements. But Paul gives a good summary of worldly philosophy. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Romans 1:22.